Here are details for upcoming classes and programs. Every Sunday, starting at 10:45 a.m., Sheikh Shahid continues his class on Imam Nawawi's 40 Hadith. Then from 12 noon, Dr. Siddiqui will have his Tafsir class. This Sunday, Dr. Siddiqui will start discussing Surah Al-Imran. Both classes will be in the same Zoom session. This evening, starting at 7:30 p.m., MYG will host game night. So if you're into video games, this is a good opportunity to join your MYG family for an exciting and competitive night. Details to join. This evening, starting at 7:30 p.m., MYG. So if you're into video games, this is a good opportunity to join your MYG family for an exciting and competitive night. Details to join are in this week's newsletter. Just yesterday, earthquake drills were held in many areas. This reminds us to prepare emergency kits, necessities, and to have an emergency plan in place for our loved ones. We ask Allah to keep us safe from any harm. For recommendations and guidelines, please visit shakeout.org. And finally, please know that your mask should cover your mouth and nose. The mask should not be removed at any time. Please do not shake hands or remove your mask at any time while you are here. So let's take a little extra care, help each other to feel safe and comfortable. Once the prayer is over, please leave one row at a time. Be mindful of social distancing and use the back parking lot to exit. Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ رسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi ajma'in. May peace and blessing of Allah be upon all of them, upon their families, and upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there be among you a community of people who invite to all that is good, commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And they are those who are successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. The commentators of the Quran, they say مِنْكُمْ is, some of them say it is for تَبْعِيز. That means some of you. From among you, there will be some people. And some say min here is for bayan. That let you, all of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in ummah. You are in ummah and you should do that. So the point is that it is a mission, it is a very important mission of the ummah to invite to all that is good. And khair is a very important word of the Quran. Khair is mentioned 175 times in the Quran, more than 175 times. Khair means good. Khair means excellent. Khair means outstanding, admirable, better, best, good things, blessings, wealth, prosperity, benefit, advantage, charity. In the Quran, this word is used. Also, khairat. Khairat is the act of charity, mentioned several times. So khair is a very comprehensive word. Some people say khair here is yad'una ila khair, means yad'una ila Islam. They invite them to Islam. And Islam is certainly al-khairu kullu. All Islam is khair. There is nothing but khair in Islam. So yes, inviting to all that is khair. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use the word Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said khair. So we have to take it in a very general, broad sense. Because there are a lot of people, they don't understand Islam is khair. Nauzubillah. Unfortunately, there are a lot of misunderstanding. Some people think Islam is not khair. So it means that we have to explain that. We have to bring to the understanding of the people that Islam is khair. It's not khair only for some groups. Not khair only for Arabs, khair only for the people who were there in the 7th century, or khair only for Muslims, but khair for everybody, for the humanity. It is khair for the common good, for the large number of people, and for the last, and the best, and the more khair, the greatest khair for the greatest number of people. That's what Islam is. And it has to be explained to the people. And Imam Razi, in his tafsir, explained that. He says, you cannot present, you cannot invite to khair unless you do khair yourself. You practice khair. You cannot say to the people, come to khair, and you are not doing khair. So khair has to be something that we have to do it ourselves. It should be our mission. It should be our way of life. Each one of us, individually and collectively, in our personal life, in our family life, in our community, the ummah in general, we all have to be the people of khair. Kuntum khaira ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after a few ayat again, kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linna. You are the best community, and ummah khaira ummah is not because of your color, because of your race, because of your nationality, because of the language that you speak. You are khaira ummah because you are ummatul khair. You are the best community because you are supposed to be the ummah of khair. So khair is the mission of Muslims. Khair is the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this ummah. Khair ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Linnas, for the people. You are brought out for the benefit of the people, for the advantage of the people. So we have to look at ourselves. Each one of us, we have to ask ourselves, how much khair I'm doing? And what is the purpose of my life? What is the mission of my life? Each of us, we have to ask ourselves this question. Individually, do I really emphasize for myself that I must do good? Every day I must do good. And I must do good to the largest number of people. Even to those who oppose me, I must do good to them. So I become known as a person of goodness, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah for that. And also the same thing, we encourage our children, our family members. You all do that. Every one of us, we do that. So emphasize to everyone, do good. Be good. And that should be your way of life. You should do good. So I call it pursuit of goodness. And pursuit of goodness is goodness brings the happiness. People say happiness, pursuit of happiness. Well, in Islam, pursuit of goodness. Goodness brings happiness. Goodness brings prosperity. Goodness brings peace and justice in the world. So if people will really have to make this mission, I must do good. And of course, fear for us as Muslims, we learn what is good is from the Book of Allah, from the Quran. We learn what is good from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in the Messenger of Allah is the best fine example. Fine example. This fine example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, we all have to adopt that. We have to make it as an example for us. Uswatun, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So my brothers and sisters, the mission of the Ummah is khair. And this is a universal mission. And there are four things that really we have to keep in our mind as far as the mission of the Ummah is. The first thing is brotherhood of humanity. All human beings are one family. We have to emphasize that. All human beings are one family. This is emphasized in the Quran. Created you from one single family, Adam and Eve, alayhi wassalam. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَمَا خَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن ذَكَرٍ وَأُنثَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that several times. So we created all of you from one single family, so you all belong ultimately to the same family. And the human family, you remember that. Even though, yes, there are ikhtilafat, there are differences of opinion, there are differences of religion, there are differences of colors and race and all of these things, but ultimately you are all one family. And you come from the same family. So it's emphasized very much in Islam. Second thing, very important part of the mission of Islam, is to emphasize masawat, equality. No superiority of any race, any color over another one. People are equal. An-nasu sawasiya. All people are equal. People are not different. جَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لَتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best of you are those who are of taqwa. But as far as your color, race, nationality, background, the same thing. It doesn't make much difference. So it is equality of all human beings. Treat everyone with respect and honor. And the third thing, which is a corollary of the same thing, and that is justice to everyone. Al-adl, يَعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Be just to everyone, even those who oppose you, even those who hold you in animosity. شَنَآنُكُمْ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ يعني شَنَآنُ the boast of the people, not your boast for them, but their boast for you. That's how our ulama explained that. That means شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ شَنَآنُهُمْ إِلَيْكُمْ لَكُمْ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. Let not the animosity of some people towards you incite you to do injustice to them. Yes, it happens. If you see somebody opposing you, somebody is making all of this in you, you say, I'll do this, and but sometimes you go beyond your limits. So don't go beyond limits. Be adil, adilu, adilu hu aqrabu littaqwa. So that's number three. Brotherhood, equality, justice. And the third one is, of course, the very broad issue that is something mentioned in the Quran as the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not send you except for rahmah, except as rahmah for the worlds. So ummah is also the same thing. We are the followers of rahmatul lil alameen. So we have to see how we can bring rahmah to the world, remove all this hate and violence and prejudices and superstitions and everything that is dividing the humanity. And is dividing much more today than before. Unfortunately, the world has become too much full of hate, too much anger, too much distrust and mistrust of the people. And everybody is trying to eat apart, to tear apart people. So, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُو بَقِيَّةٍ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Where are the people, some remnant of the people who can come up and say, we don't want to see this facade in the world. We have to stand up for justice, for goodness, for mercy. And is there anyone else who can do that except the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to understand this responsibility. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand our mission, the purpose, and remind ourselves, remind each other about that. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change to the good. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawm hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of the people until people start changing themselves. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us change ourselves into the right way so that we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. This is a difficult situation, you know. This pandemic going up and down, up and down. So it is going up again. And there are thousands of people that are sick. They are affected by that. And it is, maybe the reason is that when it goes down, people become relaxed. And they don't keep on the instructions. So let us continue that. Continue to follow the instructions, inshallah. Inshallah we'll overcome that. Inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. So it is a test. And the test comes for the people. So inshallah, if we follow the, first of all, we turn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep our dua. And second thing is, take care of ourselves. Follow the rules and the regulations. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this bala from the us, from the humanity, and bring us, inshallah, to the right path. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa 'ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan 'ala al-khulafa' al-arba'a Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa 'ala as-sayyidain ash-shahidain Abi Muhammad al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn wa 'ala ummihima Fatimah az-Zahra wa 'ala 'ammihi al-mu'azzamain al-mukarramain 'inda Allah wa an-nas al-Hamzati wal-Abbas wa 'ala sa'iri as-sahabati wat-tabi'in ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. Please make dua for brother Haris Khan, dua for the shifa of brother Haris Khan, brother Mujib Ubaidi, brother Habib Ubaidi, brother Azad Kewal, sister Salima Khan, and brother Suleiman Ahmed. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi. La shafi illa anta shifa an la yugadiru suqwa. Also make dua maghfira for the people who passed away. Brother Muhammad Ikramullah, brother Harun Ubaidi, and sister Seema Khanzadeh. Please make dua for them. Allah maghfir lahum. Allah maghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu'an. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa assi' madkhalahum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and bless others whose names are not here, but they passed away. May Allah give them in Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to their family members. Allahumma akhfir al-mu'mina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum al-amwat. Innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu al-da'wat. Ibadallah, rahmakumullah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal-munkar, wala dhikrullahi akbar faqimu salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. استووا استووا استووا.